on the listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. We get all the big footy guests here on this show. And this man is having an unbelievable season. Currently third on the AFL Coaches Association votes, Tuke Miller.
Our next guest is having the best season of his career and is well on his way to earning a first All-Australian jacket.
All the ball Ainsworth, hand pass Tuke Miller, crossed the body from 30, puts it through, the Suns are home here now.
Before the Suns take on the D's, please welcome Tuke Miller.
Now, Fat, you get footballers that play incredibly well for a long time, but because they're out of mind, out of sight a little bit, at Freo potentially or the Gold Coast Suns, they don't get the respect they deserve. This man's starting to get that respect because he is a star. Tuke Miller, welcome to you.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, not the first time. He's been in studio with us before, and I think you enjoyed that experience.
it was good fun. It was good fun. Better live, I reckon.
Yeah, better live, better have you in. Now, you're just saying, we've heard you've had a good year, third on the Coaches Award behind Oliver and Bontempelli, and you're just saying off air that you think you'll pile the most votes in the Brownlow, but you won't win it, of course, but that's how good a year you've had, Tuke.
I wish. It's been a fortunate year, mate. I reckon, starting to find my feet, and this is definitely a beneficiary of the teammates I've got, starting to play better footy, so yeah, it's been really good.
What do you put it down to? I mean, 134 games, so you're right in your prime. What do you put your last 40? Because it's not just this year. You had a very good year last year too. What do you put it down to? What did a light sort of switch on, or did you get fitter? Did you? What have you done to create this?
To be fair, it's not so much I've done anything extra. I truly believe that the teammates and the blokes I have around me, we've just got it better as a team. And I honestly have just been a beneficiary of that. And I reckon over the time, I put a lot of hard work into, working on my craft and my game. And, I guess, like you said, I'm probably starting to hit my prime of my career and it's starting to show. So, bit of combination of a lot of hard work and the team is actually improving a lot more. So, I'm just helping that.
So the team are improving. 6 wins for the year. We've seen some really good wins and then just some poor games also. But you think we're going the right way, the Suns?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's funny. After the bye, the game against Freo and Port probably didn't showcase exactly where we were going at the time, but we've been trying to build this consistency and being hard to play against. Yeah. And I think that's the key. And, games against the Dogs were a perfect example where, we show a lot of resilience in that game. And I know the weekend probably wasn't a great result for us scoreboard-wise, but we know that first half was our brand of football and that we can take it to a top four side. So, we still got to have a lot of belief that two quarters doesn't break in month of footy. So,
good.
And the pandemic last year and a half, it's been different for you blokes because you've actually been able to stay at home when a lot of the other teams have had to fly around. That must have been easier for you too.
We've been so fortunate. I don't envy any other teams that had to move around a lot, and do the whole hub life. But we've definitely lucked out a fair bit up here. Not the worst place to live though, on the Gold Coast. So,
and Stewie Jew, we like him a lot here. What's he like as a coach, mate?
Yeah, he's really honest. He's got a lot of trust in the team and the leadership group. He's a people person. I think how he sees the game as well is really good, and he's all about he comes from a pretty good background in terms of being at Sydney and Hawthorn, so he knows what it takes, and he knows what we're trying to build as a club. It's not so much about this year and next year; it's more about how can we make our club strong for the next couple of decades. So I think it's super important.
Now, Jimmy Boy, you might know this, but Tuke Miller we're talking to, was selected to represent Victoria in state cricket, Jim.
Come on.
And then played actually with North Melbourne in the seniors. Is that right, Tukey?
Yeah, I did play. I actually played with Zach Merritt in the under-15s Vic team. He was a left-arm medium pacer, and Peter Wright as well.
Peter Wright. And what was he, a bowler?
Yeah, both bowlers and pretty handy with the bat. So, it was
what
good.
What were you?
Oh, mate, I was a keeper trying to bat is what I put it down to.
And what you found, Tuke, which is what I say regularly to Pat over here, is that cricket is a far more difficult game to play.
Yeah, I picked the right sport, I think. I picked the right sport.
Good effort.
Hey, Zach, did you see Zach Tuke came back this year and played, I think, for the Cobden Thirds and made 100 off about 14 overs?
No, he didn't. That's unreal.
He did.
And he wore a helmet.
That's surprising, mate.
He wore a helmet. and they didn't know who he was, and then he took the helmet off. They go, what are you doing here, Merritt?
It was reverse sweeping sixes and all sorts, and the other mob were going, who the hell's this bloke? And then they realised it was the Essendon Flyer.
He does not surprise me, mate. He's honestly, he's very gifted. He was a gun cricketer when I was playing with him. He was that good.
Now, the name Took,
we've actually asked Took about this before, but
a year ago. This 2 years ago, right, Jim. Okay, and we've got a new audience out there.
Okay, right.
New plumbers and new roofers.
Oh.
Roofers, Took. We have a lot of tradies listening in here. The name Took is made up, yes?
Yeah, yeah, correct. Yep. Comes from mum and dad made it up from they had a teddy bear that was named Dookie and then chucked the T in front of it. And then it landed with Took. So, forevermore it's been Took. It's pretty random.
Better than Tookie.
Yeah, no, it was going to be. They reckon they were going to make it Tookie and they're like, oh, he turns 25, 20. That's going to be pretty awkward. So they changed it to Took, just shorten it up.
Hey, we were just talking about your junior sport. With the footy, when you're in the Vic Metro team 2014, Bill, I don't know if you're aware of who was in this team.
Well,
it's quite extraordinary, the players that played with, like Jordan Dugowie, for instance, Clayton Oliver, I think, was involved. No, he was the next year. Yep. Angus Brayshaw, of course, Christian Petrarca. And it was at Braden Maynard. It was a nuts team, and you didn't win.
Darcy Moore.
We didn't win. We didn't. With Darcy Moore, yeah, mate, we had, the list goes on and on. We, there's so many blokes that played in that team that are now starting to hit their straps as well. But you're right, we still couldn't get it done. We're just a team full of stars, but we couldn't get it done.
Jason Castagna. Jeez, Jaden Laverty. Nuts. Ridiculous bloody team. So what happened? Did you all get ahead of yourselves?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure someone, I got told it was their leader, their captain, was an absolute stinker. Like, he just couldn't bring the team together.
Now, we hear a lot about the draw to come home. Young Chera from Freo, lots of talk about the fact that he wants to come home and be with his family and play here in Melbourne. Has that existed for you at all? Have you, at any part of your 134-game career at the Gold Coast, did you think, I mightn't be bad to go back to Melbourne?
Nah, never. Goldie gave me the opportunity to play footy and live my dream, and I feel like I've probably seen the bottom end of the Gold Coast, and now we're just chasing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I want to be a part of that. So, I honestly, it's a great place to live lifestyle wise, and also the footy club's in a really strong spot, so I have no reason to be anywhere else. So yeah, it's been nice to me. It's been pretty good.
Good
How
on
well
you.
Answered that.
Bloody oaf. That is fantastic. Very mature.
Yes, I like it.
And now, where are you living on the Gold Coast? And are we holding hands with someone or married? Or what's the story, Tookie?
No, haven't got the knee dirty yet. But I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years now. And living in Miami, yeah, I know the pressure's starting to get me.
Bloody oaf.
There's a few of my mates have dropped the knee and got married, and one's even popped a baby out. So, there's always... It's always helping the cause. We live in Miami. At the moment, it's 25 and sunny. So cannot complain, mate. Life's very nice up here.
Hey, we're loving watching you. Yeah. You're one of the great stories for this year, as Bill said, third in the coaches' votes, and that is one of the most sought-after awards in our game. So that says plenty about how you're going. Well done, mate. Keep it going.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tookie.
And Took's up against a couple of his former teammates in Angus Brayshaw and Christian Petrarca this weekend.
Knock the helmet off him.
As they play against the Demons on Saturday on Triple M Footy. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill.